أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. I bear witness that there is none worthy of our worship except Allah سبحانه وتعالى, and I bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the seal of the prophets and the final messenger to all of humanity. Whoever Allah سبحانه وتعالى guides, there is none to misguide. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves to stray, there is none to guide aright. So in the last khutbah, we spoke about things we can learn from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around us, from the animals and the birds and the insects. And this is something we have been doing for, you know, thousands of years. Building dams, you know, tunnels, diving, flying, storing food, and so on and so forth. There are so many things we learn from the animals and the birds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a different dimension in the Quran. He's telling us, you learn from them in a secular, materialistic way. What about spirituality? You need to do like them. Because by default, they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do what they are supposed to do. But we as human beings, we don't do, most of us, we don't do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to do. Like say, for example, He's telling us, Tawheed, one God. So some of us say, no, you don't even exist. Allah doesn't exist, like atheists. Some of us worship different gods. Some, you know, they worship stone, animals, and other human beings. And some even worship the devil, the church of the devil in the U.S. So if you look at the more than 7 billion people in this world, you see how many of them actually worship Allah, and how many of them worship something else, or those who say that Allah doesn't even exist. So today, inshallah, I'll be focusing on Surah Nahl. Surah Nahl is one of the most amazing surahs in the Quran that talks about the relationship of a human being with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compared to animals and birds and the rest of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is basically telling us in this surah, look at my creation, how they serve me, what they do, compared to what human beings do. So, I finished my hifz at Al-Azhar when I was 12 years old. So, memorizing Surah Kaf was a piece of cake. It was easy for me. 4 different stories, you know, the people in the cave, the man with the 2 gardens, Musa wa Khidr, Dhul-Qarnayn, Alhamdulillah, finished. Surah Yusuf was also easy, like many other surahs. Surah Nahl, memorizing Surah Nahl for me was a total disaster. Why? Because every 2-3 ayat in the surah talk about something totally different. Like 2-3 ayat will talk about the bees. Amazing. 2-3 ayat will talk about the oceans and the rain and the water. Something else will talk about the people of Mecca killing their own girls. What does this have to do with? What is this? So many years later, when I started to work on the Clear Quran translation, and by the way, a little commercial, if you want to read the translation for free, go to Quran.com. The translation is there. You can choose it from the default. So anyway, I said, SubhanAllah, this is amazing. Now the surah makes a lot of sense. Because every 2-3 ayat in the surah talks about one of the favors of Allah. There are 21 favors listed in this surah. They call it Surah Al-Ni'am. This is another name for Surah Al-Nahl. The Surah of the Blessings. So 21 favors from Allah are listed in this surah. So for example, Allah says, I created you. This is a favor. I created the bees for your benefit. I sent down rain for your benefit. I gave you free choice. This is another favor. 21 of them are listed in this surah. Yes, there is a common theme running through the surah, but when I was young, I was very foolish. I didn't know that this surah is connected. Like the thread in the fil misbaha, in the prayer beads, there is one thread that is connecting all the beads together. So now, when you look at the surah, of course this surah is connected with the surah before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about those who are ungrateful for His blessings. Then He gives more details in Surah Nahl. At the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us an example of a grateful servant in the form of Ibrahim alayhi salam, إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يكن من المشركين شاكرا لأنعمه. He was grateful for the favors of Allah. This is the last page of Surah Nahl, Surah 16. You go to Surah 17, first page. ذرية من حملنا مع نوح إنه كان عبدا شكورا. Another example of a grateful servant is given on the next page, the beginning of Surah 17. Nuh alayhi salam, another grateful servant of Allah. So the three surahs are connected. So now, look at Surah Nahl, Surah 17. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at the different favors. I've given you everything. I've subjected everything for your benefit. So everything in this world is dedicated to your service. We'll get into some details. And your whole job in this world is to serve me. Everything is serving you, so you can serve me. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِعْبُدُونَ. I've created you just to worship me and serve me. Everything else is serving you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُنَزِّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةَ بِالرُّوحِ مِنْ أَمْرِي. Even the malaika have a job to serve you. They bring down wahy, revelation for you in hidayah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْأَنْعَامَ خَلَقَهَا لَكُمْ. I created the cattle for you, the cow, the goat, the sheep, for you, for your benefit. وَالْخَيْلَ وَالْبِغَالَ وَالْحَمِيرَ لِتَرْكَبُوهَا وَزِنَا. I created for you horses and this and that to serve you. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْبَحْرَ. I subjected for your benefit the oceans and the seas and the rivers. وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَا. I send rain from the sky for your benefit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I subjected the bees for your benefit. Pollination and this and that and the honey. And Allah, وَالطَّيْرُ مُسَخَّرَاتِ. I subjected the birds for you. This is all in the surah, different favors from Allah. So Allah is telling us basically, whatever is in the space, in the air, you know, like the clouds, like the bees, and the sun and the moon and the stars, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الشَّمْسَ وَاللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ. And everything on the land, like the cattle and the animals, and everything in the sea, the water and the fish, لِتَأْكُلُوا مِنْهُ لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا. So you can eat the fish, land, air, sea. It's all for you, for your benefit. So one of the favors, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ. He subjected for you the day and the night, the sun and the moon. Okay, what do we get from this? The day and the night, what is the big deal? Well, what is not mentioned in the ayah, Allah explains it in Surah Furqan and other places, how does the day and the night come about? When the earth rotates, the day and the night come about, and Allah says, and also the sun and the moon. If there is no earth rotation, there is no day and night, the ecosystem will be messed up in this world, and most of the creation, including humans, will die, because one half of the earth will be cold, like 50 minus, 100 minus, because there's no sun. The other half is going to be hot like hell because the sun is facing it day and night for thousands of years. And this is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we don't comprehend. And he said another favor is the bees. The bees. So now imagine if the bees in the world, they go into extinction. You know, there's no pollination, no fruits, no vegetables. Life would be totally messed up. What you also read in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I give you milk from the animals. And you have the birds, they give you meat and they give you eggs. And you have the bees, they pollinate the trees, and they give you honey. And you have the sea, there's water for you, there is fish, and there's this and that for you. Everything is for you. So if you look at the reality, subhanAllah, everything is producing for our benefit and our service. We're probably the only creature in this entire planet that does not produce anything. We actually consume everything. Right? So we see the eggs from the birds and the meat and the honey and the milk and the different things. When you look at human beings, what do? We cannot take eggs from you. We cannot take milk from you. We cannot take meat from you. We cannot take honey from you. You know, the trees, they give you air, which are mentioned as one favor in the surah. Right? ومنه شجر, right? So Allah is giving the trees as a favor. They give you fruits, they give you shade, they give you the air you breathe. So what do? Look at us. Now subhanAllah, as I said last time, we are the baby of this world. Everything came before us, like, you know, the bees, the worms, the you know, the mosquitoes, the lizards, everything around you, they came before us. We are the babies of this universe. And mashallah, you see, at least in the last century, how much destruction we have done to this planet. And Allah is giving us some of the destruction we have done in the surah. I'll give you. Allah gives you a favor, you turn it into a weapon to destroy. Allah gives several examples in the surah how we respond to the favors of Allah. Billions of bees are dying every year. We're polluting the water. We're killing the fish, poisoning them. So we're going around, we're causing total destruction to this planet, not knowing that when the trees are cut down, when the oceans are poisoned, when the air is polluted, what will this do to us? We will die. We don't know, like we're shooting ourselves in the head and we just pretend nothing is happening, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, look how much damage you caused. I created you as Khalifa. You come and fix the earth because this is where you live. This is where you eat. This is where you breathe. This is how you live your life. And subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, every time I give you something, you turn it into a bad thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we don't show gratitude for the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for example, from the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطُفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. One of the first favors in the surah. I created you from dust or from sperm, according to the surah. Now what happens? You openly challenge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are at least 1 billion people in this world. They say, Allah doesn't even exist. What? How did he come from? If the creator didn't exist, how did it happen? Did it come from nothing? Did you create yourself? What is going on? This doesn't make any sense. فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. This, he doesn't exist. No, I'm going to worship another human being. Or I worship an animal. Or I'm going to create a god out of the stone and I'm going to worship it. So they turn the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into gratitude. Some say, no, you cannot raise us from the dead. What, Allah who created you from nothing cannot restore you back to life from something? Is this what you say? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know, I give you different things and you turn them into ingratitude. I give you, for example, وَمِنْ ثَمَرَاتِ النَّخِيلِ وَالْأَعْنَابِ تَتَّخِذُونَ مِنْهُ سَكَرًا. I give you grapes. Allah, this is what Allah says in the surah. I give you grapes. You turn them into alcohol. What is this? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I give you kids. You kill them. You know, like the people of Makkah before Islam, they used to kill their own daughters. You know, it says in the surah, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدٌ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. I give you kids, you kill them. Is this how you pay me back for the favor of kids? And some people say, why is this relevant? Why are you talking about this? Because till this day, in some cultures, they kill their own girls. I'll give you one example. In China, for example. In China. Of course, they go to the doctor to see the sex of the baby. If it's a boy, they're happy, excited, because someone is going to join the workforce and they will provide to the family. If it's a girl, in many cases, they have abortions. In China, just Google it if you think I'm making this up. Till this day, people show ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They turn the favor into a disaster and they show ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us grateful to Him, give us the best in this life and the best in the life to come. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, wa ashadu an muhammadan abdu rasul, wa arsalahu rabbuhu rahmatan lil alameen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the key in this surah. He's showing us, I send you Hidayah, I created everything for your service, for your benefit, and I give you so many blessings and so many favors, and you abuse them. You even use them to destroy everything around you. You kill your own kind. You kill your own kind. I said, of course, we poison the water, we kill the fish, we kill the rest of the animals. You know, bounty hunters, they go to Africa, they shoot the different creation, they just take a selfie with a rhino or a lion or an elephant, and they post it on Facebook and they leave. Did you go all the way to just kill an animal and just take a picture and leave? What is the point? And even we're killing our own kind, killing other human beings. And subhanAllah, when you follow the news, all the people are dying in Al-Ghouta, Syria, Yemen, Libya, other places. Why are they dying? SubhanAllah, the people are shooting, they are pulling the trigger. They have no clue why they are killing another human being. They just got an order from someone, their senior, telling them to shoot, drop a bomb or a barrel on some kids and kill them. And the people who are getting killed, they have no clue why someone is killing them. And this is one of the signs of Qiyamah, as the Prophet ﷺ says in the authentic hadith. So we're causing so much destruction. If you read, studies and documentaries on National Geographic, you see how many hundreds of thousands, if not millions of species that went extinct in the last century only, you will be like totally devastated. We're causing so much destruction. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in the surah, if you want to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do your job, the job I created you for, there is a key in Surah Nahl. If you do this, this is a prescription to your illnesses. If you follow the prescription, you will live a good life, you will be grateful to me. So what is the key? Surah 90, ayah 90 in the surah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Surah Nahl 16, ayah number 90, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the solution. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ. Allah commands justice. Al-ihsan means grace and perfection. وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, courtesy and charity. And of course, charity begins at home. Start with your family, then by extension to the rest of Allah's creation. وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids shameful deeds. وَالْمُنْكَرِ, violations and haram things, bad things. وَالْبَغِي, and aggression on other human beings and the rest of Allah's creation. So wallahi, this is a road map. This ayah is the cornerstone of Surah Nahl. This is what Allah wants for you to do, and this is what Allah is asking you to avoid. If you do this, you'll be a grateful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Ibrahim alayhi salam in the surah and Nuh alayhi salam in the next surah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us grateful for his favors. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best in this life and the best in the life to come. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our good deeds and forgive our sins. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلي اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وأقم الصلاة.